Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're learning Simi Kuf Yud Zayin. Simi Kuf Yud Zayin is a one sif, four page simin, which has a lot of shach and taz, a lot of tumbling. It talks about the Issa Schaira, and we learned last week the main Yediya, this is Chayra, is the Machlek is the Rashba and other Rishayinim. If this is Chayra, is an Issa Deraisa or an Issa Derabanan. Rav Rishayinim say that doing Chayra is an Issa Deraisa, and Rashba and Tshuva says it's an Issa Shemi Yavai Lechel Mimenu, which means it's an Issa Derabanan. And as I mentioned last time, a lot depends on it, not only the question of a Safik, if a Safik derives of Rabbanan, but also heterim for situations where a person doesn't have the ability to eat it, which because to Rash, but the Hoch Shad is Shami Yavai Lachol Mimenu, and we're going to discuss today how we paskin. Well, the Mais, it's going to end up a Safik if we pass like to Rash, but the other Rishayinim, as we're going to see in the Pesach Tshuva. I also mentioned to you last week that there are four kulis that apply to this din. One is Nizdam Nulai, which we're going to discuss today. It's the third of these four pages of the Heter of Nizdamim. One is the Heter that in Issid Rabbanan there's no Issa. Right in the beginning of the Simin, in the first page, it says Kol Davar Shasim Et HaTorah. Issa Schayra is only on things that are Deraisa. Also, Chelev, that's on the second side, it says Chutz Min HaChelev, because it says Beferish in the Torah, Chelev is Mutter. And the fourth thing is something that's not for Achila. The first Shach brought, if you're selling horses for horseback riding or the like, so that's not Aser. That's how it's called Schayra B'davar Aser. A horse in those days was a car, so you're allowed to sell cars, even though you don't eat cars. Yeah, but you're allowed to sell cars. So these are the four main heters. In a nutshell, that's the synod. However, as we're going to see now, there's really a lot more to it. So if you turn to the second side in the Ramah, I read the Mechab B'chutz Min HaChelev, but skip the Ramah. The Ramah brings a shaila that comes up all of the time. Whenever I go to camp early, year after year, they ask me this question. Obviously, it'd be a clear answer. They remember from year to year. The Ramah says, "Afilu leknoise lahachiloi lepay alav oivdei kechavim." Also, you have workers, and you have to provide lunch for them. The cheapest lunch is to send out for Big Macs from McDonald's. So you send someone down. They probably put a cap over his yarmulke. And you send them down to pick up Big Macs for the whole for all the Mexicans with French fries too. So is that schayra b'davar ha'aser? That's the question. Now, why do I say you can give them off to go? That's for sure. But to go and buy, if you send them, you know it's going to cost you an hour. If you send a Jewish guy to bring the Big Macs and the French fries, it'll cost you 15 minutes. So the Ramah says clearly that it's aser. Let's know Shach Gimel, and you tell me how he means to paskin. Very confusing Shach. Afilu leknoise lahachilo lepay v'chavim aser. Lefi da'as Rav, according to this Ramah, lo yodati, the vav is probably the Tosfos first, lo yodati amasam churabim ibnei amenu. And what are many Jews relying? Shalechit treifis, that they buy treif for food, bikiva and with kavana, kedei lahachol lepayaleim, in order to feed it to their lepayalav adichachavim. Shaloi oser, I skipped a line. I'm sorry. Geachel lepayalav adava pashit lahem lahatir, and they assume it's muta avot sarachayim lahem lahatir. So he's metmi on the minik. Then he says. After he says that the Velt doesn't do like the Ramah, he says, Tzarechim, how does the Ramah know this Chumrah? And the Rabbah. May I go, Smaimini, Shevi, Abbe, Siyasim, Mashma, Shemutah liknais lahachal apayel v'ayvei kechavim. Shloi asel liknais kidei litei v'ayvei kechavim. He asked it to buy in order to give a gift. You want to buy treifa stuff to give a gift? That's aser.
But don't sell marasayin anyway.
We don't make our own gezeres and marasayin. It's chashad. So you put on a cap. You see, Jews with caps are known as from a yidden, but you don't send a guy with curly pay. It's going to be a problem. But yeah, no, the marasayin you have to take it. Maybe you drive up in the window. They have a service window. However you do it. It's to give as a gift is awesome. Now listen to this rule. Listen to why can't you give a gift to a guy of treifas? When you give gifts, it's like business. If you're getting something, you're not giving anything. Certainly not to a guy. If you're giving a guy, it's because he had benefit. So he only says that what's aser to give a gift to a guy. I'm skipping the parentheses from Cain. If he kind of something to give it as a gift to a guy, have a kind of lemaich v'alev kechavim. To have a kischayra, that's doing business. Have a kind of kedei laachila lepayel of shreishay bebeisai, but to just feed them, mashvin deshari de ein zeke and schayra. It's not like doing business. Chemashu parapasu davay dezara. Ayin shabarashi divramaslo shimi ayin esach v'diyamaslo shanal sabedayik. Chemashu lehedja marchas chayim shehevi abis yaisif. V'zel shayni aminim yushalmi. V'shalaka chazeirim l'tzayach payil ma'evi kechavim k'shamaychvay ayin amaychvay elu bedama. I'll get to that in 1 minute. Just give me a second. Okay, I want to talk about gifts. But first, what he's saying here is that he holds that buying it for payalim, buying it to feed your workers, should be mutter. But his language is, he doesn't say, but I don't pass like this Rama. He says, Rama. How does the Rama know this? And he doesn't end up with a clear psak. It's very hard to see. The shach starts that according to the Rama, the velt is nayig improperly. And then he says, Sarachi aminayin loy. So it's hard to see what the Shach means. Does he mean to argue with the Ramah? Now, the Ber Heitev always brings the Shach when he argues with the Ramah. Here he doesn't bring it. Sounds like the Ber Heitev learned that he's not arguing Lahalacha. He's saying, Tzarchim and Ayaloi, he has a kash. However, both the Chachmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan are Paskin Lakula, they're Mekel. And then the Paiskin Basroi about buying to feed your workers. And therefore, Lamaisa, there's what to rely on. The Ramah answers, not to say that there's no reason to be Machmir, but B'makom Tzairach, he certainly can be Mekel. The two Paiskin Achroin and Basroi are the Chachmas Adam and Aruch HaShulchan. They're Mekel. They understand the Shach to be Mekel. The Shach is taka very unclear. It's not characteristic. The Shach is not shy to argue with the Ramah. It's like with Sarachim and Ayin Loi, what? He's saying it's not Ke'en Schaira. You're not getting a direct exchange for feeding him. You're really just feeding them, because otherwise you've got to give him an hour off to go eat. So you have your interest. His Lashon is Ein Ke'en Schaira. It's not in the form of the Isra of Schaira. I don't know if the Gzeris Shami Yavai Lachom Imenu, I think this would be a chumra like the Rashba. So if you're going there and you're buying it, maybe it even smells good in the car. So, I don't know. Yeah.
If you have an obligation to keep him, will you serve?
So it's true that they talk about this idea that if it's an obligation to feed them, might have a din of Schaira, paying up your chayiv with the money. But Lamaisa, neither the Aruch HaShulchan nor the Chachmas Adam is a chalak lahalacha, although they do talk about that. It's true. If it's a cheeseburger, you may have another issue. Yes, so I guess you got to buy a non-cheeseburger. You got to buy a straight Big Mac. I don't know. You're right. The question is, if it's a cheeseburger and it's basa b'chalav. then you have Issa Hana. You don't have any Hana from it. You want to know if Nevela Bechala is also is their Issa? Yeah, it could be, but Blias, I don't know. It's a double. All right, that's how the Rosh Hashanah understands. It's just not his style. Usually he says, but he's wrong. He's not shy. He's not that shy.
Going gives a yid, sometimes a trick in the Zachas and Matana. And this yid, what's going to do with this? He gets another guy. He gets another guy. So, according to this, it'd be awesome.
But we'll have the other head of this diamond. Right, for Shalom Kavan, we'll have the head of this diamond. But otherwise, you'd be right. You're right. Now, you asked about buying gifts for attorneys or other. Usually, the gift is wine, usually, or schnapps, which is an issa d'rabbanan. And one of the four exceptions is that things that are issa d'rabbanan are excluded from the issa schayra. Okay, so you would have it in. Now, I want to talk about wine. The last shach yedalid discusses wine. The last shach in the simmon, so I hope still to get to it. But the lemaisa of it is that that's what to rely on. All right, so topic number one for today is nizdamnu. What's the din of this? Not nizdamnu, who is feeding your payalim. So bottom line is that it's mutter, but the Rama Aser is if it's b'makom sarach, it's mutter. Shloim b'makom sarach, probably not. Maybe Al Marasai, you should send one of the Mexicans to buy for the whole bunch. Trade for meals. The nursing homes are relying on nizdamnu, which we're going to get to. If you have a business that's mostly heter, in order to run the business, you have to sell some iser also, so that's also a heter of nizdamnu. Many of the nursing homes, what they do, since they have a shtar Shabbos anyway with a guy, so they include in the shtar already the meal service. Yeah.
Why did Bas B'chol add another dimension?
Because this is the Hanoah.
Only after no?
Yeah, but if schaira, if you can say schaira, that feeding your workers is not also schaira because you're not doing business, so you have a separate issue. Once you own the Bas B'chol, you have Hanoah by giving it to your workers. So there, that's where the issue comes up. Okay, now we're going to go to Pesachei Tshuva Vav. Pesachei Tshuva Vav is one of the longest Pesachei Tshuvas in Yerodeah. We're going to split it into two. We'll learn this column down to a few lines on the bottom, which is one topic. And we'll do the other half, which has to do with stocks and things similar to stocks. We'll do that separately. Now, the reason that this is a very important Pesachei Tshuva is because we have no direction on how we paskin in the machlekes the Rashba and Taisu and the other Rishayim. If schayr is a deraiso, a drabonix, you might eat from it. What we will see here in the Pesachei Tshuva is that in the latest Achrayim, in the time Pesachei Tshuva, it brings in the Rebbe Yehuda and some Sefer, we find that they do argue on whether we paskin like the Rashba or the other Rishayim. And that's why the sense I get from learning it is that it's hard to say a clear psak if we paskin this is chayrus and this is deraiso and this is rabbanan. So learn with me. There are three tshuvas here in Pesachei Tshuva Vav. It has to do with nizdamin, which is going to be on the next page, but it's on this page. So let's learn what he says.
One thing, it's different from we're talking about giving out like the case you told us about. You can't give out to get the negotiation food for the. How far do you go for as hefsek? Just that the mutter to buy negotiation food instead of kosher food. How far would you go?
I guess it depends how chomer the iser is. If it's an iser gomer, we wouldn't be mad to makam hefsid. Once you have a machlaikis, if the bekilim is a tas yachid, it would have to be a big hefsid.
About pizza.
It's not a big deal. It's right. True. Although it's hard to be makbar on someone, even if it's very little hefsid, once it's a machlaikis, when the chachma sadma are chashulchan amekel, it's very hard to be machmir on someone who has a shayla.
Even if it's a deraisa.
Okay, you're right. If it's not a big price difference, I would agree with you. Here, I think it's a significant difference because the trade for meat is cheaper, and because McDonald's is just such a mass-produced thing that's very cheap. Bear with me, Pesachei Tshuva Vav. We're going to learn three tshuvas, all about the same topic. Let's see. Pesachei Tshuva Vav. I am Berhei Devayim B'Sefer Tiferes Yisrael Al-Mishnayis Me'agoyin Abad Midasa B'Agzayin D'Shvias. So he has in the Tiferes Yisrael, he has a tshuva. Shenishal, he was Mr. Shiloh. Im Yeshlim Chas B'Yad HaKoinim Ar Novim Mason. People buy rabbits. Why do you buy rabbits? It's Oiram V'Esbesaram. They buy it with the skin and the meat, the whole rabbit. The idea is they're doing business with the fur skin, with the rabbit skin, making, I don't know, shtreimloch or fur coats, and they have the meat, they have the rabbit meat. You can't catch a rabbit without catching the meat. So what do they do with the meat? They sell it. Now that's tray for meat. So we have three tshuvas on the topic. Number one is the Tveris Yisrael. Called over Sheinim Afurish B'Torah, Amina and Hanach, Mutav Shiyu Shagig and Valyu Mazidim. There's a rule that if they're not going to listen to us, unless they're an Issa, it's Mufurish and the Torah, we say Mutav Shiyu Shagig and Valyu Mazidim. Vachinami. Karav Adava Shali Yishmu. They're not going to listen to us. That Tzai La Yitzel Limkar Ha'arbali Abasar. The first store buys from the trapper. The trapper is not going to want to sell the skin without the meat. V'yeshvim gam kin chayi nefesh. Kedai ataz lismacholav. Since it's chayi nefesh, it's a parnasa. Kedai ataz lismacholav demate nechiris hatayashim. After rabbim chayil kin alav. His matter in a similar case, even though there are those who argue, it's a long taz at the end of the simon. Miyum nizdam and likna is kol kapizol. However, zok Tveris Yisrael, if rabbits would be so inexpensive, could have a good business even if you throw away the meat, just with the skin itself. Then it's more kuladik. Not what you expect. He's saying if your business needs the selling of the meat. In other words, you buy a rabbit for a dollar, and you get 50 cents for the skin and 50 cents for the meat. So then it's more chomer. Then it's also you're doing business with meat. If you don't sell the meat, you have no business. But if you're buying the rabbit for a dollar, and the skin is worth 80 cents, and then the meat is worth another, whatever it is, 30 or 40 cents, then it's mutter. But then it's nizdamnulai. Because then your main kavanah for the art. He's marviach with the skin. He had the twist. He's saying, if your business is only viable with kosher and treif together, then you have a problem. You're doing business with treif. But if your business is viable with the kosher, in this case with the skin, so the fact that you have meat coming along with it, that's nizdamin. That's the psak of the Tiferes Yisrael. He doesn't give us any hint if he passes like the Rashba or not. Right, he would have a good business just by selling the skin. Since his business would work with just selling the skins, then the meat is nizdamin. Second tshuva. Ein tshuva is to be used to tinyan and simon sound beish and ishul gam kain al inyan anal v'herich levar. We have here a psak of the Rabbi Yehuda is passing like the Rashba, that the siman is a drabanan. And if so, when you have shilus, he can be mekel. Even if he can kavanas asaychin who b'shvil la'or levad, yeshlin myzel and his damnu tmei v'tayrim. You can compare it to his damin. Ubefrat sheina meicher abasa levad acharev sheitan. Especially in the Nebuchadnezzar's case, he didn't sell the meat separately. It's sold all together. Ikekeira, they're selling the meat only because of the skin. Achlef, Yishu Dava Chadash. Nebuchadnezzar writes, since this is a Chiddush, Eimet Saini, Lahach Lelehetter. Akapadim Yeshahalanai, Vanach Lohem. Same Hanach Lohem, Yishmutu Yishu Shagigin, Velo Yuma Zidim. So he's paskening, well, it got me the skins, he says, Hanach Lohem. But Lagabe, the Shiloh of Idris and Rabban, he's saying it's a Rabban. If I am some of Sama Gimel Kasav, Michaelim Limkala, Kain, the Gamkin Abasa Imaar, best thing would be if when you sell the skins, you sell it with the meat. Now listen to this Harama. You're from Yid, you don't want to sell the meat separately. So you tell him, you want to buy my skins, you got to buy the meat. Ashe yasnim akayin, you make it tonight. Shim yitza lazav alim kaloi ha'ar levad, mechuyi v'lazav l'knoisai, bezitzach shiitnu. You go to somebody who likes rabbit meat. You don't want to sell them just the rabbit meat. So you sell them the rabbit meat with the skin, and you make it tonight that he can sell you back the skin. Basically, what we get from the Yehuda is that it's an Issa Drabanan. We also get from him that it was important for Jews Parnassa to allow them to sell the rabbit meat. So the Maisa is Mekel because it's a Shabbat Drabanan. They had started the Lahakal. Right, so that's what he's comparing it to that, although here it's slightly different, because here he has no business if he doesn't sell the basar, doesn't pay the whole business is based on the ability to sell the basar.
Can you say he's charging them more for the skin?
Like an esrig and a lulav. He said, Shavuot skin, and the meat is free. The problem is when they sell back the skin, how much are you going to charge them? You know, the whole idea was...
He's selling it as a package. He's saying, I'm not charging anything for the meat.
Yeah, but you see, the whole idea is that buyer only wanted the meat. The buyer only wants the meat. So you see, I'll say it with the skin. If you want, you sell me back the skin. So, you know, the numbers have to fit. So that's tshuva number two. Again, the Tresral, the Nabi Yehuda. The Nabi Yehuda tells us it's a Darabanan. Now, in brackets, I am a Chuz Chassam Seifer, Kuftala Kufhei Kuvav. You see, this was a hot topic. Three tshuvas on this topic. Shekabat kol rishonim v'achroinim askimin sheisa schayer b'dvarim asurim who isa dairaisa. He disagrees with the Nadi Yehuda. He holds that the ikal halacha is that it's an isa dairaisa. Maybe sham divin chumas chavis yorsha mechalek. Dafki misurim shaloy hoyolem shasa kosher. Dafki surim, not like nevela, but things that were never good. Kamei shrotzim. And there is mashma that by nevela would be more kuladik. Apusim kuvches shab kasav lulei dvarim hayay bebehepach. The galir rachman abishratzim the b'dili minay kavuchem and dvarim mishnah shizolim kasav behem. Right, the ma'isa, the particulars are not what's important. The general idea here is very important that the chesam sefer and the Yehuda argue if we pass in. Schayer is an issa deraisa, issa drabanan, and pretty much it's the bottom line. You know, once you have a machlekes rishonim and no hachra in the Shulchan Aruch, the machlekes is some sefer no yibi huda lalacha. So it's gonna remain that this remains a suffix if it's a deraisa or drabanan. I should tell you there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger who's in between. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Tshuva Ayin Dalid is bothered. Because we said the Rajba says it's a drabon and you might come to eat from it. The Rajba found a different. Now Rabbi Kivega brings a different Shuvas Harajba, where he says Chayr is deraisa. It bothers him very much. Now we're all the Pesaisa brings that he holds the Rabbanon, and he found the Shuvah that he says deraisa. He says the following difference. He says that the Rajba agrees it's generally a deraisa. By Nevelis Utrefis. He holds it to Darabanan. Why Nevelis and Treifus? Because there's really a Shtarka Kashi, the Shach will ask later. We had four exceptions. There's Namin, it's a Darabanan, the horses to ride on, and Chelev. Now the Taz said, why is Chelev Mutter? A Dover Abba Furish Bekra. The Torah says, by Chelev, Yasel Chol Malachim. So the Shach is going to ask, Nevelis and Treifus, it also says, are you Mokar Lenachri? It also is a beferish apostle of machal and achri. So nevela, most of the shilas today are nevelas and treifas, right? You have shechita houses that end up with nevelas and treifas. It's a pasik. It's also a pasik. So if you keep eger holds, you're right. Nevelas or treifas are mutim and atayra. It's a pasik. But the rabbanan asked it. The rabbanan could ask. So he's a pshara between. Now, the Yehuda says we pass against all the Dravana. The Sabseifer says we pass against all the Deraisa. The Rikivega says they're all Deraises. The Velas and Treifis are Dravana. He makes this chilik, which is good for people involved in the Velas and Treifis, because now they have a heter in the Bate Shechita. And it's not good for people who want to do business with other Dvaram Asurim, because the Rikivega maintains that all other dvar basurim are nisa deraisa.
Yeah.
It seems he's arguing with the klal hayadu of the taz. Yeah. He's saying that they ask the veils and treifas despite the fact that it's mafurish b'kra.
So he said about wine. He said to be later. So it's also right from
the
occasion. Wine be mutzah. So
it's
a rabbanah. How
would
you know it's
mutzah? Wine. If you hold yain, that's something that says rabbanah. Yeah. If it's not shalav, if
it's
not.
You might think it's not rabbanah.
I mean, it's just my noy.
The Vels of Treifus? Not really, because the Gemara in Pesachim goes through Vaharei the Veil of Vaharei Treifus. The Gemara says that you see that very few Isuri had Noah. So I don't know that Machla Nachri is come to tell you it's Mutabana.
Veil is in every band as opposed to the Veil's here, but it depends on
how. Yeah, Mochelov, then you have the Veil.
There
happens to be another Tziruf in the Shechita house. Almost always, the nevelas are suffic nevela, because what's a nevela? They did a shechita and they found a pagam in the knife. So pagam in the knife, it's treif, but it's only because the pagam might have affected the shechita. So really, anyway, it's more. So lobster, according to Rabbi Kivega, lobster will be deraisa. Of course, he holds everything is deraisa except nevelas and treifas. Because the Vels Trefus says Beferish in the Pasik, Lagash Rashach Denana, Machal Anachim. So since it says Beferish, that's the reason. So, okay. So, what I want to point out here in this Pesachei Tshuva is that, is this Machloikis, how we pass Kinevis Deraisa Drabanan. Certainly, I can't tell you La'aloch. I think La'aloch it's a Safik. Remains a safik between the two shittas. Let's go back up to the Shulchan Aruch. Chutz min hachelev. The source of the Ikke Issa was a pasik. I think an extra pasik. Sheket Zulachem was it? We had it. Second. It was an extra pasuk. In Taz Aleph, he brings that it's Gzeres HaKasav. So see the pasuk we saw last time. I don't remember. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. I should be able to tell you which pasuk it is, but I don't remember. We had it. We had it last week, but okay. Let's get back to the dinim here. Okay. Anyway. I think it was Yia, Sheketz Yia. It was an extra Yia Lachem. Okay, sorry. Our Chutzman Achelev. The Dogom Ravava, Chutzman Achelev. Okay, see on the side of the page? You're going to have to turn, but you're going to have to get to the next page anyway. Chutzman Achelev, Sherei Nemar Bo, Yeyasa Lachol Malacha. So going to the next page, the Dogom Ravava. Kekos of a Rambam, Tamani, Harigam in the Veliksiv, Oymachal and Nochri. By the veil, it also says, "I machal nav." I came beforeish from Mishnah Parashah the Shvi'ah. She nice and scribe in the veils of treifus. But tzarch luk mekrab is namnu, and therefore the shach actually says this later in shachay that the pasuk in the veils of treifus we have to say is talking about nizdamnu, and that's the hedra of nizdamin. Chen kosev arash peirush Mishnah came in olay lahate bechelam. The begam came I recrab in nizdamnu. So yes, from the veils of treifus is arch lime in the. Even without this damnu, v'kati kasha, high mahai called dasher b'kiver ev se'aglili. She tossing b'psachim. There are other drushes from that. So the main point here to make in the Dogom Ravava is this kasha that it's mafurish b'kra there as well. And okay, like I told you, the Ramesh's that Nizdamnu. I'm sorry, I told you Rabbi Kivega's take on this. Okay, we go to the third side, the main heter of Nizdamnu. In Nizdamnu Litzayod, what's the case of Nizdamnu? If it came Nizdamnus to a trapper, Chayavoy for Dugum Tmeim, like we mentioned last week, you go fishing, you get trefa fish. You find your animals nevela trefa. You're allowed to sell them. You can't intend to catch trefa fish or trefa animals. But if you're not miskaven lekach, it's okay. Two quick shas shachei im nizdamnu loy. B'taisus perakol shah isa de nafla loy biyerusha. Chashiv kidnis dam nulai. Someone has a not from relative, and a yarshin from him, or from relative, doesn't know it's us, and a yarshin from him, pork bellies, or whatever it was. Chemashus menachem hazaria, chemashin divayatur mechaber. So yarshining is also nizdam nulai. That's one heter. If Jared will inherit from Mr. Trump some macholas asuris, so that'd be a good example. So, does he have Yerusha Lumaisa? Geras a Yarshin, so Gaish a father? Huh? What? Isn't his wife a child? Goyim don't give only their sons, they give their daughters too. It's, yeah, okay. What? Yema Chusadina? He probably is going to give it over to Bezdin. I don't know how they do it. When they go fish, they fish for specific fish. I don't know how they know. I don't know. Remember the old Charlie advertisements with the hook and fish only tuna they got. Most fish are kosher, yeah. Okay. Anyway, getting back, Pisrei Tshuva Vav. Vav says Litzayod Dafko Litzayod Shumnase Bekach Avashar Kol Odom. But me and you, I mean the Damnuloi Bitsida. If one of us goes fishing for fun, you don't want to eat it, but you just go fishing, it's not your business. Because Damnuloi Bitsida Loi Hitiruloi. He says it Bishema Paiskim. Shuvis, that's the Ramami Pano. Sham Pasak Dafil Litzayod Shaina Kavua. Even Litzayod, that's not his regular Parnasa. So what's he saying? Let's get it straight. You go fishing, you go to Sheepshead Bay, you go fishing, you come back, you caught some trefa fish, you want to sell it. So he brings the first, the Beisyezer B'Shem HaPoiskim, he says it's awesome, you can't do anything with it. And then he brings some Chulis Menachem Azario, which is, like I said, the Ramami Pano. He says that you're allowed to sell it, but not, but Derech Mekach HaMemkar is Aser. So I don't know exactly what you would do. You turn to your fellow fisherman and ask him if he'll trade it for a kosher fish, that's Mutter. But to go to a store, Mekach HaMemkar, that's Aser. Okay. All right, so this is the rule of Nizdamnulai. And here we come to a couple of shadows. First of all, Ramesh's truth about the dog food that I mentioned last week. Ramesh has a truth if you're allowed to buy and sell dog food. So he says, there's no question. If it's not Roy Lachila Sodom, then there's no question. Because that's like buy and sell a horse for riding. You're allowed to buy something for to feed your animals. He says, "B'roi ha'eichel asher b'kupsois gam l'maichel adam." If it is roi, which I believe is the metzias today, he says, Rabbi Shem makes a diuk in the Rashba. The language of the Rashba sex, you may come to eat from it, right? So he makes a diuk. He quotes the Rashba. It's also b'dvarim shederech b'nei adam legadlam. He doesn't say that's roi la'achila. It's also b'dvarim shederech b'nei adam legadlam k'dei la'achlan. Ve'ein ruben asoyin l'tashmishan. Most people don't use it for as a pet. then it's also to do schayrin. See, the lashon is that it's the derech, and therefore, Ramesh assumes that's not the derech for most dog food to be eaten by people. So memela, Ramesh is matir the dog food. Selling the dog food as a heter of not my chalada, memela that's his heter. It's interesting. The shayil asked the gavaldi akasha. The Gemara in Beya says the gabi hilchis mukta that muchan leklavim have a muchan laadam. There's a shayla there in both directions by mukta. If you all you need muchan, you need its muchan for use. So muchan laadam means you have chicken and they're left with bones. Are the bones mukta? You can feed them to a dog. So the Gemara talks about if muchan laadam have a muchan leklavim. And the Gemara talks about muchan leklavim have muchan laadam. If you have food that's muchan for klavim, whether that's also a person's das is laadam. So Shoyl said, since we pass ki muchan laadam have a muchan leklavim, it says daitai, a person has das on everything. So b'meila, it should be a raya that even if it's dog food, it's still human food also. And that was his raya. What? It's right. It's just not the derech. Ramesha basically says that he made a mistake in the Gemara because the Gemara is talking about a specific case. It's talking about an animal that's born on Yom Tov, an animal that's born on Yom Tov, Lagabi Shechita. And the question if it's muchan la'adam. So normally it's muchan la'adam, but we call it uchla de'ifrisu. It came, the mother was roi l'shchita and yechila sa'adam. So the baby, it's like a food breaking off of a food. Gemara says, what happens if the mother was a trefa animal, and the trefa doesn't carry, but let's say it carried beforehand, and then it became a trefa, and it has a baby in it. So when Shabbos begins, Yom Tov begins, it's muchan la'klavim. Because the mother's a trefa, you can't be eaten by a person. And then after it's born, it becomes muchan la'adam. So you say, daita, if a person is, that it's that a la'adam also. See, Ramesha says there's a reason for it. The food is perfectly edible for a person. Just ben hashmashis, it was in a state of trefis, and it wasn't muchan la'adam. Once it's born, every animal that's born becomes muchan la'adam. It's not a raya from something that didn't change, like dog food, that muchan leklavim is muchan la'adam. So Ramesh is matir in the case of the dog food. What? Yes, so the Gemara talks about, no, there is talking like the mandiyama mishum muktza. Okay, all right, let's get to this dam, to the cases of this dam. So I read to you the machaber, and the cases of this dam, there's the store heter. So that heter is a very widespread heter. When people have, whether it's wholesale or retail, people have a supermarket in a Goyish neighborhood, or somebody has a wholesale business, or he has a nursing home, the same thing, where he has his primary parnasa is one thing, and in order to run the business, he has to be able to have trefus. He has to be able to have trefus there as well. Okay, 1 second. And therefore, they consider it to be nizdam dulai. They consider it to be nizdamin. The store heter is tech devarav in the long task here, but our chashulchan is cutting, I think, chafei chavav, chavav and chavzayin establishes such a heter that nizdamin is mutter.
In the nursing home, he said that he has to do it. He has to sell a trade for you. That's because of parnosa, dollars and cents.
Well, you want to run a nursing home, yes, yeah, dollars and cents. You're going to feed all kosher to your Gayesh people. You're not going to...
You won't make it as much.
Well, in some states you'll make more, in some states... No. Some states work cost plus. Right? The cost plus, you want to buy the most expensive possible. That's the part of the government, how the government runs. It gives you an incentive. I remember my father once told me that a nursing home ordered cakes. He sent him cake. So he sent back a message, no, we want to pay retail price. My father said, I'm a wholesale business. No, we want to pay retail price. My father didn't know from Kunsin because they get cost plus, right? So if they pay wholesale, so they get that plus a certain percentage. They want the retail. My father couldn't take it. He wouldn't sell to them the retail price. Now, if that got to somebody else in the business, maybe, you know, there'd be more of a businessman. But But anyway, the point really is that to make it work, the bottom line is you can't do it with kosher, and it's cheaper with trade, and you know, even the cost plus is not unlimited. And anyway, that's the this is the heter, and this is a widespread heter that's used everywhere. Even though people in the nursing home business told me a food is a major part of the parnasa, because a major cost in running any nursing home or hotel is the food. But lamaisa, that's what the Seimachad. I mentioned earlier that those who have a shtar Shabbos, once you have a shtar for to sell it to Shabbos and Yom Tiv, so they already concluded the shtar Shabbos. The food, the tray for food, is already included in the shtar Shabbos, and that way they avoid having to come on to this heter, which, as Yisrael Meir pointed out, when it's only when the business couldn't run without it, it wasn't so posh to the Pesachei Tshuva that would be mutter. And okay, so that's a case of this damnulai, and it seems to me that a lot of the times over the years that different shaylas came up, there was a heter of Niznamin, and
this heter requires what? Like the majority?
What's the point? The Pesachei Tshuva, Sefer and Sam Seifer, that the business, and the business has to be a viable business without it.
So the original business is not.
Well, I don't know if it's totally not viable, but then the heter is, they're maisa, they were mekel. They said al tanach lohem, or al safik, but the maisa, they were mekel at the end. On this diamond, that it's also on this diamond.
So have you, majority culture, is that the issue?
No, it means you're running a nursing home. There's a lot going on that's not, a lot of profits that are going on that are not related to food. And the food is a piece of it. But you can't have it, just like you have a supermarket. If you want to have a supermarket in a Goyish neighborhood, you can't have only kosher products. You're not going to come in for the kosher if you're not going to have trade. It's the same heter that for the business to run, you need both. In the nursing home, it's taka shachar, because it's a major part of the business. It's not nizdamin. It's not like you have a beis hashchita. So many of them use the like I said, the mechira, the shtar Shabbos. They include this, and probably that's what they do most of the time. But I don't know. I'm not into doing shtar Shabbos, so I'm not. Okay. Anyway. What happens if you yarsh in a tray for business? Okay, so here, well, we're going to learn the second half of Pesachei Tshuva Vav. The shaila is this: Lamaisa, you can't have a sausage business. You can't have a tray for business if you yarsh in Purdue. You can't. What do? You got suddenly Purdue with chickens belongs to you. What do you do?
This is a problem with the food, the kosher food,
trade
food, the kitchens and everything. It's a big problem.
You
have to have two kitchens.
You're doing schayra with a tray. Well, you don't want to make a kosher. You have a tray for business. What do you do?
No, talk about nursing home.
Oh, nursing home.
Yeah, you have kosher. You have
kosher
people. So it's very difficult to keep separate. I mean,
it's a separate issue. What to do with the Jewish people that don't care if they eat tray. It's not for this minute, but you know, it's a question of a say yeah by a mover, which we make. Anyway, there's only one way out. I mean, you certainly can't. A person inherits, otherwise gets a hold of a sausage factory. There's no way that he could just run it normally. The nidain on which this long Pesachei Tshuva, which he deals with, is being involved in a business. In a manner, you have to arrange it, in a manner where you never come into contact with anything. You don't come into contact with it at all. Now, one case would be buying stocks. If you hold it, you're an owner when you buy stocks, but you don't come into contact with the food. You have no shachas to the food. Another case would be, the Pesachei Tshuva talks about, a sirser, a middleman, a broker. What does he do? He buys a lot of trefa fish from China, and he sells it to a packager in New Zealand, and he never sees the stuff. The stuff comes into the port in sealed boxes, and he arranges for it to be transferred from this boat to the other boat. And that's what?
Drop shipping.
Or whatever it is. That okay, there's a very common, it's a very common type of business. Here, you're doing schaira, but you're not handling it. It's not the normal derech of schaira. You're doing it without handling. Now, according to the Rashba, it's certainly mutter. It's not Shem Yavai Lechol Mimenu if you make such arrangements. So someone inherits a business and he makes an arrangement where somebody else runs the business. He's not there b'chlal. He's not there at all. The question is whether such an arrangement is mutter. So let's at least start the Pesachei Teshuva. You'll get a little bit of a flavor of it. L'maisa, the bottom line is that according to the Rashba, it's certainly mutter. And according to the others, we're going to have here the Chalukei Deis about what to do. So let's at least start. It's three lines on the bottom, on the second of your four pages. B'sham Nishal Oides Ir Achetz Be'eretz Asia. Some Asian country. Shesh Mekachum Emka Gadol Ben Yishmeilim B'dogim Tmeim Abon Italia Meluchim B'chavius. They buy trefa barrels of trefa fish. Ve'esh Yisrael Echa Ba'isi Yeshut V'sim Yishmael Yechad B'medinas Mitzrayim. Here you have Italy, Asia, and Egypt. Right? So you have the stuff is going all over the world. And he has a partnership with the Yishmaeli. And they buy and sell. V'ukasav she'esh lo'aviach harbe b'zois shama. He says, listen, this is a good business. Yesh lo'aviach harbe b'zois shama. V'yishalchem lo'i. V'yisrael b'kan, and so the Yishmaeli in Egypt sends it to him. V'yisrael b'kan eina yoisa. The Jew here doesn't do much. Rak shahilach yishmael amaychish yeshe harbe b'chav yizdogim anal. V'ayim alay shiimsim l'svina kach v'kach sumchav yizdogim. He says, this boat ordered this and this many barrels, and that boat this and this many. V'akim shalom lay. And then he gets paid. Av Yisrael einay mekabel mil beisay klal. The Jew never takes position in his own private property. Let me finish. Kiyim bebeisay itzaray yishmaeli. Now Yishmael, Maisra Maisa Melasvina. In the storage place, it comes from the Yishmaeli and goes to the Svina. Vahelach Lemitzrayim Leshutfaya Yishmaeli. Oh, so it goes the other way. Asia to Italy to Egypt. Says one Yishmaeli in Asia who provides, the sets it up. One Yishmaeli in Egypt who takes it. He needed a Jewish cup in the middle to be able to make the whole thing work. Vahelach Lemitzrayim Leshutfaya Yishmaeli V'maychron Berevach Yesh Chashash Issa Bizeh. So that's the Shiloh, who's he quoting it from? Shom, the Chsam Sefer. So he's quoting this Shiloh. V'herach levar. Dim yikna Yehudi adogim al shmoi, boifin shia nikna loi. If he's going to have a legal ownership of it, ein shum heter afililoi nogaben, v'lo yirai sim klal. Then there's no heter. So this is the Chsam Sefer, l'shitasa. He said, we pass this diraisa. So there's no heter if he will own it. The Eitza is to say, Yehudi lekana klal adogim, meyak delecha mishicha. He doesn't do a maisa kinyan. The right place can be Yisrael made Yehudi lekana bekesef. And the ikur that a guy buys, a yid buys from a guy, he needs kinyan mishicha. And even if you hold that you have a kinyan kesef, I know how you marry lechav is elu dafka. So it's important halacha by kinyanim. Any time the person could still switch it on you, there's no kinyan. For example, let's say you tell somebody, you're going to the store, buy me a milk. He's not going to buy milk, he's going to buy other groceries. You say, buy a milk for me, and you give him money. The halacha is, says in Chesham Mishpat, that once he buys the milk for you, it's your milk. Is a shemichinam, and on the way back, if something happens, then it's your loss because you own it once he buys it. However, this is all shulchan aruch chayshem mishpat. If he says, "I'm going to buy myself a container of milk," you say, "Okay, buy me one also," and he buys two identical containers of milk, then you're not kain it. Then on the way back, he's not a shemichinam; it's still his. Why? Because if he's only buying one milk, so stomach, when he picks it up, he's kainet for you. But if he's buying two, there's no one milk miyuchit for you, you can't be kainet one of the two. There's no such thing. You have to either you're kainet or you're not kainet. Now, Well, by Mammon is probably you don't say Yesh Breira, but Lamai says what says a Cheshon Nishvat. Now, I want you to know, it's not so when the milk gets ruined, you're not going to fight over it. But it's also a ribbis need. If you tell him, buy me a container of milk. And a container of milk, I don't know, costs, let's say, $1.75. And he comes back, and you give him $2, you have a ribbis. Because he laid out the money for you. He lent you money. And he bought something. And now when he brings it to you, you're paying back the chayv, because he was chayvit for you. So you're not allowed to. However, if he's buying a milk for himself, and one for you, he never lent you anything. Because it's his milk the whole time. When he hands you the milk, he's now selling it to you. You can give him as much as you want. You can give him extra money. So it comes out a major chilek, if whether he's lending or he's not lending you. Now, what's the get to hear is he's saying that if you buy barrels of fish from a wholesaler, so even if kesef is kaida, it's only if you have miyuchedik kesef, only if you have specific barrels. If they're not specific barrels, then it doesn't work. My father at one time had a flour supplier, that was an Israeli. And he didn't sell us chametz. So he would buy, right before Pesach, he would buy hundreds of pounds, thousands of pounds of flour from him, from his thing. And he would sell it, in turn, he would sell it to a guy. So that the flour they were getting afterwards should be, today, they're makbid that you shouldn't buy it and sell it to a guy for some crazy reason. They advertise in the paper. And really, it's the most mahudadika thing. The yid should buy it and sell it to a guy. He knows it's a guy's. So the Deborah Sina Rav told him, you can't just do that. Which bags of flour are yours? The guy said, so you have a contract. He's selling you, whatever, 5,000 pounds of flour. Which ones? So I remember, I didn't go to the warehouse. I went with my father in. There used to be on our corner a stamping store, A Bar on 18th Avenue, 47th, I remember, right? So my father went and he said, I need a stamper. So he said, what should it say? He said, it doesn't matter. Just take from the garbage whatever you have. So he pulled it out of the garbage. Didn't matter what it said. It was for a simon. And he bought the stamper, and they went. He had his workers go and climb up on the bags of flour and stamp specific bags. So then those specific, what? What? I didn't ask him. I assumed the flour he got afterwards had to have that stamp on it. But what? So, at any rate, that was the that's what the Pesachei Teshuva is saying. You can be a middleman if there are no tray for barrels of fish miyuchid for you. If it's not miyuchid for you, so then it's mutas. Then you didn't actually buy it.
The whole ship is taken.
But also for him, that's all. You know, there are a bunch of middlemen. So he's just one of the many middlemen. And Mimela, it's not miyuchid for him. So that's his hetzik. Because otherwise, if some sefer calls this teraisa with asa. On the fifth line, the right place, give me so many who do a kind of bekesef. Avdim salayba kind of bekesef. I don't know you marry the chavis elu. Dafka. They were just like a lachli from Bacherim. Kumesh kasa taisa bab and siyadav samadal. This a benida didad. I did the sinus mois loikona ha Yisrael. Can really buys it on credit, ad lachazman, it's even better. It should be a shliach of the Yishmaeli, and that's Lamai said that's some savior who's machmir on the topic of Darbasa Durabban and it's still makel if you don't have a mind to be kaina. And I think probably the according to this, turns out for buying stocks, we have two heterim. According to the Rashba, that's Shami Yavi Lechel Mimenu, it's Bechal Nat Shayach. And even according to the Chassam Sefer, the Chassam Sefer is Mekel, if you have a mind to not be kainet. So certainly if you buy stocks, you don't think you're being kainet anything, and that's what he says. Ramesha, Nigris Maisha, I didn't write down the simon number. He's Mekel. Ramesha's Lashon is, there's a difference between Schaira and Asik. Schaira is, when you buy, you sell, you have a topple with it. when you have a business, an Asik, you're Asik in it, and you know, you don't come into contact with it, sees Meikel. This is the reason that the Minhag HaOlam is to be Meikel. So this long position, we're going to go through the whole thing, but you get
what?
In theory, you have bailus. Because in theory, if all the stock owners or 51% get together and they say, okay, everyone can take one burger, then it would be the rule. Now, practice, of course, there is none. There is a tzirf. The Marshag has a tshuva in which he claims, I mentioned last week, that stocks is just a game. You don't own anything. It's just a game where you sort of bet against the company. And he holds that it's b'chlal, not shayach b'aylus, even though in theory a person could hold this b'aylus, but he says that there's stocks on that. All right, so this is the long and short of it. We still have shirayim, a little leftover, I don't want to call it shirayim, but a little bit of leftover shaylus to deal with. We dealt with the majority, and Yitzhak Shem, I guess next Sunday we'll finish it. Tomorrow night I want to invite the Yailam to come to my home, anytime, I guess after 9:30 or so, to be Mesameach Simchas Purim, and Yitzhak Shem to do well. We'll do well in Yitzhak Shem. There'll be no Chinese there, so you don't have to worry.